Syracuse University and the Onondaga County Health Department are trying to contain an outbreak of mumps on the SU campus. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
So far, 13 cases have been confirmed. There are 10 other suspected cases, according to Health Commissioner Dr. Indu Gupta. She says all of the cases involve students who have been vaccinated for mumps. So with an almost entire student population falling under that category, the way to stop the spread of the infectious disease sounds much like avoiding the flu. Wash your hands, don't share drinks, cover your cough, and stay home if you're sick.
In terms of social activities, people have to really take charge of their health, which is important.
Gupta says information is key to corralling this contagion, and Dolan Ivanovich, Senior Vice President for Enrollment and the Student Experience at SU, says the school is reaching out.
Over the last several weeks, we've launched a very aggressive educational campaign that included over 5,000 brochures and flyers that were shared throughout the campus, in the residence halls, in the dining halls, in the student center. We had automated phone calls that went to students and parents.
Many initial cases of the mumps were limited to the school's lacrosse teams. Their activities have been curtailed for the time being. Five students identified as not having been immunized have been quarantined in local hotels, as well as other students confirmed to have the disease. There has been an uptick in the number of mumps cases in recent years, especially on college campuses. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.